Hier kommen wir zu Yerushalmi, Korrespondenz-Überwärts-Babli, Daf Samaches. Wir beginnen Yerushalmi und Daf Nem Alles, und mit Beis, an der Mishnah, Talach Adalas. Ha'ube, ba'yovam, ba'irusin, ba'acherish, und wenn Teshushon, ba'yamechad, poislin, ba'yamachilin. Mishnah says that a fetus, a yovam, kedushin, a cherish, which is a deaf mute, and a 9-year-old disqualified with them permit to eat, as we'll explain. Sofik shivin teisha shonim b'yam echad, sofik shehevi shtei saras, sofik lehevi nofra l'rabayis v'al bas ochiv v'in yadei z'r meis rishoin, so rosach eletis v'loi mis yaremes. In the following cases she does chalib z'r benot yibim, if we're in doubt whether or not the boy is above 9 years old, or whether or not a boy bought hairs, or if a house fell on a man and his brother's daughter, and we don't know who died first, we saw it as chalib z'r benot yibim. If so, the Gemara brings the Tosefta of Rabbi Shimon. This is improper. If a fetus is esteemed to disqualify, it should be esteemed to feed Truma. If it's not esteemed to feed, it should not be esteemed to disqualify. Yos am Rabbi Shimon, Amata and Rabbanon. The Gemara comments, Rabbi Shimon said correctly, what is Rabbanon's reasoning? The pasuk says, "Vayikach of Beis pasuk Yudalev, Yilin Beisoy Heim Yoichlu Belachmai." We read this "Heim Yachilu" means one who is proper to eat, he permits others to eat. One who is not proper to eat, he does not feed others. Etivun, how a mamza, how a ena boy lechol maachil. Mamza is not proper to eat, yet if he feeds his mother means a bas yisrael, widow to Mekoyen, and he is the only living descendant. Shnihi dechsiv, which is say, yid beisai. The answer to the mamza is different because it says yid beisai to include that he feeds even though he's not proper to eat. Ve'ata a yilod, which is say poiso, which is a yilod in a poiso. We ask what we should say, like Rabbi Shimon, that one, the only one is proper to eat can disqualify, so one who was born to disqualify, and one who was not yet born, means the fetus, should not disqualify. Shnihi dechsev, reshava al besaviha, prat l'shemes yavam, kinuwe, prat l'muberes. The answer is here is different because it says, they're in Pasuk Yud Gimel, and she will return to her father's house, to exclude the shemes yavam, kinuweha, like in her youth, this excludes if she was pregnant, means the fetus disqualifies. Amrav Yosi, Hada Amma Ha'uba Asu Oisei K'mamash L'Sol V'Lei Asu Oisei K'mamash L'Hachil. Rabbi Yosi infers that they made a fetus as if he was tangible, means born, to disqualify, but they didn't make a fetus as if he was tangible to feed. V'Lehoin Du Rabbonon Plig, and the words of the Rabbonon now disagree. Tamar Vizera Tani Taman Arusa V'Shemes Yovam U'Muberes V'Shal Moises Akeren V'Ein V'Shal Moises Achoymesh. Rizeva said that a brisa teaches that an arusa, a shemeres yavam, or a pregnant woman, pays principal, but not chomesh, means the added fifth of that, of a, for a zar who ate truma b'shegeg. Man and kaimen, what's the case? Im b'ras koyen, genesis li sol, asir yu ledes heimenu, bonim, eina zo'olam, eina zo'oloi. If a bas koyen married a yisol, even if she bought shulam with him, he's not a zar for truma, to pay chumash, elakin and kaimen b'bas yisrael shenisus l'koyen. Rather, it's discussed that bas yisrael married to a koyen. In ma'ime at uba also isek mamash l'psol, le also isek mamash l'achil. Lama mishalmis is a keren, doin mishalmis es a chumash. Yishmu keren l'chumash. If you say that they made a fetus as if he was tangible to disqualify, but they didn't make fetus as if he was tangible to feed, why do pregnant women pay only principal but not chomesh? They should pay principal and chomesh like a total non-payin. Cheresh paysel. The Mishnah said that a cheresh disqualifies. Lekein tani v'chir ishto shol cheresh v'shashoyta teveles v'chik ba'ala v'icheles. Gemara comments that v'chir taught differently, that the wife means a baskoyin of a yisrael, cheresh or lunatic, she immerses in the lap of intimacy with her husband, and after nightfall she can eat truma. The Abba Mori, Rabbi Matanya, Chadomar, she said, Rapsul. The Abba Mori, or Rabbi Matanya said that our Mishnah said that a boy above 9 disqualifies, He discusses a pasul such as a mamza, an amayni, a halal, even though he has no kedushin, he disqualifies through relations. V'hona amal, I should say, yavam. And a second answer, the other of Rabbi Abba Mari and Matanya taught that it discusses a yavam. Safik she ben teisha shonim v'yem echad, safik she enoi, mishu ben teisha shonim v'yem echad, lefsol. Safik she hevi shtei saras, safik she lai hevi shtei saras, if it's a suffix whether a boy is 9 years old in a day, or perhaps he's not, it's as if he's 9 years old in a day to disqualify. If it's a suffix whether he brought two heirs, or perhaps he didn't bring, it's as if he did not bring in all to feed. So Mishnah said that if a house fell on a man and his brother's daughter, and we don't know who died first, her sorrow does chalit and not yibam. Ach asinan misni, if you say sois. Did the Tana come to teach about sois? Our peg is discussing truma. And again, the taninan, if you say sveikos, taninan, suffix sois. Well, since our Mishnah taught about sveikos, it taught suffix sois.